At this stage, neither the Liberals nor Labor can form a government without the support of the Nationals. Its young leader, Brendan Grylls, isn't impressed with the way he was treated in the lead-up to the election, and last night he wasn't giving anything away. As we heard, Mr Barnett says a front-bench ministerial position is waiting for Brendan Grylls if he throws his lot in with the Liberals. Brendan Grylls joins us now on AM. Brendan Grylls, good morning, and I guess congratulations are in order. Is a front-bench position in a new Liberal government enough to convince you to give your support to Colin Barnett and the Liberals?
No, thank you for having me on the program. It's been a very exciting election for the Nationals, but we've never thought a ministry or a front-bench position. The Nationals have always thought a positive outcome on spending and service delivery for regional West Australians, and that is the discussion that we'll be having with both Colin Barnett and Alan Carpenter over the course of the next couple of days.
But Mr Grylls, to get those things you want, wouldn't it be best suited for you to be Minister for Regional Development or the like?
Well, like I said, rather than talking about being a minister at the front bench, I need the two major political parties, Labor or Liberal, to focus on the Nationals' key policy platform, which was royalties for regions, a $700 million a year program to reinvest in regional infrastructure and services. Once we've put that on the table and seen some agreement from either Labor or Liberal, then we can discuss the mechanics of how we put that together. But at the moment, neither of the major parties have shown any interest in that policy. We look forward to that discussion going forward.
Your idea of this regional royalty scheme, which was worth about $700 million, which would fund infrastructure in regional and rural areas, it was pretty much well laughed off by the two major parties. That must have galled you at the time.
Well, I think that this is the reason the Nationals have campaigned as an independent political party, that with our one vote, one value electoral reforms, most of the seats in Western Australia are on the coastal strip between Perth and Margaret River, and there isn't too much representation for the rest of regional WA. We had to come up with a way to make regional WA relevant, balance of power with it, and it seems like we're still counting to be done, obviously, but it seems like it's going to be a close election where the Nationals have got itself into a position of some influence in the Parliament.
That must be sweet justice for you. As I mentioned, your ideas were scoffed at earlier.
Well, you know, the two major political parties didn't think it would get to this. They didn't think that that regional West Australians would be very clear in the way that they voted. The Nationals have seen swings of 25% of the vote to the Nationals in many of these regional seats. We think that's a very strong endorsement of our plan, and we intend to honour the support that's been given to us as an independent political party by doing just as we've said for the last 2 years, and that is negotiating with both sides of Parliament to try and get the best possible outcome for Country WA.
Colin Barnett dismissed the idea and cancelled a meeting he'd called with you and said your idea of this regional royalty scheme was a national stunt. I mean, setting that aside, can you work with Colin Barnett?
I know the Nationals can work with anybody. We've always been very strong members of Parliament and then put forward our ideas on how to make Western Australia a better place to live. So we're certainly not worried about some of the personalities involved in this. We're just worried about doing our job, which is being elected as a member of Parliament to make regional Western Australia a better place. And we look forward to having that opportunity with the country having a strong say in the Parliament over the next 4 years.
Nationals leader Brendan Grylls, thanks for joining us this morning on AM.
Thanks, Tony.